This show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. I'm Kevin Kelly. And it's all blues on the show today. Talking about a program that's going to be happening this Saturday at the David Davis Mansion in Bloomington called Blues at the Mansion. It runs from noon until 10 p.m. That's 10 hours of the blues on Saturday. There will be a band called New and Slightly Used, a guest artist from Texas, Andrew Jr. Boy Jones, and local performers, Steve the Harp Melberg, is on the program, and he's with us on today's show, as a matter of fact, and this 16-year-old guitar phenomenon, Matthew Curry, from Bloomington, and his band, The Blues Fury. Matthew is also with us live in today's show, so we'll be hearing Matthew and Steve the Harp for the next hour. After we hear Junior Boy Jones, Andrew Junior Boy Jones, this is a tune of his called Just Playing the Blues. That was a tune called Just Playing the Blues with Andrew Junior Boy Jones and his band. Andrew is from Texas, and as he likes to say, he's got a talent as big as Texas, or at least his publicist says that. And he's going to be at the David Davis Mansion this Saturday during a blues marathon, which starts at noon and goes till about 10 o'clock in the evening. And also on the program, a band called New and Slightly Used, and our guests on today's Live and Local, Steve the Harp and his band, and Matthew Curry and the Blues Fury. Matthew is all of 16 and also from Bloomington, and he's a guitarist, and they're both with us right now. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so, Steve, I got to ask you a question. You got the dark shades on. You got the black hat on. You got the... I thought you were wearing tails initially.
Yeah, but did. That kind of goes along with Blues at the Mansion that we were performing at. And their poster has Abraham Lincoln in a chaise like these, the Blues Brothers, and his hat. And then next to him is Judge David Davis, who was also wearing those iconic shades and hat that kind of go along with the whole thing. So I thought I'd go along with it because it was a pretty cool look.
Yeah, even though we're on radio today, you know, but
that's fine.
I am describing what you're wearing.
That's cool.
I could have made that up, of course, but but as it happens, we do expect to have a video segment from today's show up on our website at some point.
So.
Yeah, and sitting next to Steve is Matthew Curry, all of 16. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So I've seen pictures on your website when you're about yay high. much longer hair than you got right now.
Yeah, I got it cut off about 2 years ago. So
is that what it was? Yeah, what made you decide to do that?
It just got old.
You've been playing a lot in the summer at a lot of festivals, so it's a lot cooler having shorter hair.
So you decided it wasn't going to be the look you were going to carry around.
No.
Well, when did you actually start playing?
I started playing when I was 4 years old.
4 years old. You just picked up the guitar and said, I want to play the guitar, or you...
Well, my dad used to have an acoustic guitar, and he would just sit in his recliner and play, like, the old classic rock stuff and, you know, some blues stuff, and it just caught my ear, you know, the stuff he was playing. So my mom went out to Walmart and bought me a little mini-sized, you know, little cheapy acoustic guitar, and, of course, I'm left-handed, so they had to flip it upside down, but... Just learned from him at first and then started taking lessons and just taught myself these last couple of years.
Really? So you're mostly self-taught? Specifically on the guitar or self-taught on the blues? Which can be two different things.
Yeah, I learned a lot from watching, you know, the local people like Steve and
Bill Porter
and, you know, playing with a lot of local people and also getting advice from... A couple bigger names too, like Brian Lee and people like that, and that's kind of, you know, how I learned more, I guess, of the blues.
I think I've seen a picture of Brian Lee. He's not just a big name, is he?
Oh, no.
He's kind of a big guy, isn't he?
Well, you know, he's put on a few pounds, but he's not that tall, but he's a monster when it comes to playing blues guitar. I mean, he's really one of the up-and-coming stars across the world.
Brian Lee?
Yes.
Huh? Well, and I think we've actually got a... there's some wonderful quotes from various people paying tribute to Matthew here, and I thought I had one from him. I got this stack of pieces of paper, and it's right here in the... right here on the top. It was on the top. Here we go. He says, I guess you were 12 when he first met you.
Yep. Played two songs over at the MV Ultra Lounge in Bloomington.
And it says the guitar was almost as big as you were.
Yeah.
Playing left-handed. So it's not, I mean, there's a lot of left-handed guitarists who don't play left-handed.
Well, there's a lot that will just take a right-handed guitar and play it upside down. For example, Albert King and... Eddie Clearwater, Doyle Bramall, and stuff like that. They just took a right-handed and just flipped it upside down and didn't string the strings, you know, in the correct order, like what I do.
So when you first flipped it over, they also changed the strings, or
yeah, kind of like Jimi Hendrix.
You got your models straightened out here. Who are some of your biggest models?
Influences?
If you're going to have many more influences, I'm sure, as you go.
Yeah. Well, one of my biggest ones has got to be Brian Lee, just because, you know, all that he's done for me. And, you know, he's one of these great players, and he's the nicest guy, you know, you'll ever meet. So another one would be Albert Collins. I just, you know, love the tone he gets and the aggression he plays with. And probably the biggest one is Joe Bonamassa. He's just, I love the way, you know, he uses all sorts of different scales and incorporates it in just, you know, a basic blues.
You're talking mostly about current blues folks. What about some of the older ones? Do you look back to them?
Albert Collins is a little bit older, and really like Luther Allison and Muddy Waters, you know, all them old guys.
What about the dead guys? Well, Muddy Waters dead.
Yes, Luther is.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, those are the true blues players, so, you know, that's, you know, those guys are the originators.
Yeah, Robert Johnson, we're going to do one, Rolling and Tumbling, and John Lee Hooker. We're doing Serve Right Suffer. We're going to do Smokestack Lightning by Howlin' Wolf, known as Chester Burnett.
You're going to do those today or on Saturday?
Today.
Well, why don't we start with one?
Sure.
Let's just quit talking and play some music here.
Change over guitars here.
Oh, just good. Well, actually, that sort of brings up that topic, because I only saw pictures of you doing the electric.
Yeah.
And then I saw you brought an acoustic in. I thought, well, now that is really cool, because my personal, you know, I just love acoustic blues guitar. I think it's hard to beat that sound.
It is. Well, you know, that's what usually started out with in the old days out of the Delta, was that that's what the musicians had, was acoustic guitars and acoustic harmonicas, and then they just amplified it and became electric blues, they call it. By one of the biz examples was Godfather Blues, Muddy Waters, Kenley Morganfield.
And that got to be identified as Chicago blues initially, didn't it?
That's true. That's
or eventually, true. I guess, when
right.
he moved
he
up
had
there.
His own particular Chicago sound, which he always described as being harmonica, piano, guitar, bass, and drums, and, of course, with the vocalist. So that's what his rendition of what he thought was the blues, and that became the Chicago blues sound, as opposed to, like, Kansas City, which had horns and more of a soul jump blues-type approach. Or let's say the Piedmont blues, which is kind of like what we're going to be doing here with his acoustic guitar and my harp, although I'm going amplified.
Matthew Curry and Steve the Harp, live on Live and Local. Thank you.
in a tumble. I cried the whole night long. Well, I rolled in a tumble. I cried the whole night long. Well, I woke up this morning. All I had was gone. Well, I love my baby. Makes me jump and shout. My baby makes me jump and shout. Yeah. Just like Sunhouse said, it's what it's all about. Yeah, he knows.
Steve the Harp on the harp and the vocal, and Matthew Curry on the guitar, live on our show here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and this is a real treat to get to hear the veteran and the up-and-comer,
yes.
Little child prodigy, not so little anymore.
16.
Matthew is 16. And, you know, actually, as that song sort of suggests, the blues has a reputation for being sort of down and dirty and lots of drinking going on and all kinds of other things. And how do you deal in this atmosphere? Tell the truth now.
Well, really, it's not as bad as most people think.
Just close?
That's a good attitude to have, ain't it? That's great.
You know, it's just a good time, I guess. For blues, you just got to feel it. And
yep, that's what it is. Just a feeling. And You know, some people like to drink a little bit, some people don't. So it's really up to the individual. But blues is expression of life in all the realm of feelings that we have, from positive to negative, good, bad, ambivalent, empathy, everything. And it's a wonderful melody with a great story.
So when somebody says, I got the blues, that doesn't necessarily mean you're sad.
No. But generally speaking, yeah, it does. But it's like this, when you share feelings together with your fellow man, then you feel a camaraderie and you feel better. So it's almost like, you know, don't be lonely sitting there feeling depressed. Come out with your friends, listen to this music, dance, smile, and have fun.
That sounds like, you sound like you could make a good blues counselor.
Well, you know, I teach harmonica and have for a long time, since 1975. As a matter of fact, I'll be giving a harmonica workshop at the Blues at the Mansion, August 20th, and it will be around noon when I give that. And I give harmonicas away to all children, 17 and younger. So they come and listen to my harmonica workshop, I call it. And Matthew has helped me many times over the years at different places like Ain't Nothing But the Blues Festival or at the Cultural Fest. Wherever that they want me to play and do this harmonica workshop, I do. And wonderful musicians like Matthew support me with playing some harmonica and guitar. And we just run through a bunch of stuff and then we show them how it sounds. And it doesn't matter how old you are. You can start at any age. Look at Matthew, 16. And he's playing guitar wonderfully. I started guitar at 16. I'm still working on it.
And he said he started at 4.
Yeah, I know.
Do you play harmonica?
No, I don't. No.
Then you need to go to his workshop. And not just as a supporter. Yeah.
He's usually busy with both hands. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. But
do a Bob Dylan thing and get the
rack.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. Well, if he ever wanted to, that sure would be something I'd be glad to do because he's helped me a lot in the past, and I know he's probably going to in the future, as long as he's around. But I imagine with him graduating from high school, he's got a chance to maybe tour the country and promote some of the music that he is writing and recording as we speak.
Actually, which is a good question, Matthew. How much of what you do, either on the record you're working on or in your live performances, how many of those, how much of those is covers of somebody else, and how much are
Well, right now I've got about 8 or 9 originals, and so we usually do all those, you know, depending on how long our set is, you know, for each gig. But like this one at the David Davis, it's we're playing 2 hours, so we'll probably be doing all the ones that are going to be going on this new CD that's going to be released October 1st. And
so that CD will be all originals?
All but one. Yep. Oh. All but two. Sorry about that.
So those two ought to stand out then. What are those? What are the two that aren't yours?
Well, there's a Charlie Patton tune that I kind of rewrote the music too. I just took his lyrics. It's called High Water Everywhere, and I kind of do like a Sonny Landreth slide type thing in there. And the other one is a Government Mule tune. It's called Soul Shine. It's real, real popular, kind of like a Southern soul blues type thing. But
soul blues. That's what I like. Those names they come up with. You know, blues rock and soul blues and rhythm and blues. All these different categories, which is just.
When you used the term jump blues before.
Yeah, that's the West Coast, a big popular type of blues on the West Coast. You'll see come out of with Rod Piazza, Mark Hummel, some of the harmonica players who influenced me in the contemporary scene right now. That's what they're doing. I'm playing a lot of the chromatic harmonica, like.
And for the listener,
blues.
That's a big harmonica. Well,
yes,
a fairly big harmonica he just pulled out. I've seen larger ones.
And expensive, too.
What makes an expensive harmonica?
Oh, I think where they're made and the construction materials they use, metal, wood, and tight tolerances.
And what does an expensive harmonica cost? Just out of curiosity.
Between $300 to $500.
Really?
These ones I normally play, which is a 10-hole diatonic by Hohner, It costs between $40 to $60, depending where you get the mat and, you know, what part of the country you're in.
So that's the way to go instead of being a violinist.
Well, I think so, especially you get to a Stradivarius or something.
You add a couple of zeros at the end, two or three zeros at the end.
You know, Matthew's guitars are very expensive. He's got some really beautiful guitars, and they aren't cheap. They're considerably more than harmonica.
Yeah. Well, I saw, I think, a bit of a video of you maybe on your website, Matthew, where you're actually guitar shopping. At least I saw something like that somewhere.
Oh, yeah, a picture when we were – actually, my band went down to Memphis for the International Blues Challenge, and there's the Gibson retail shop right on the corner of Beale Street, and, you know, I was just in there dreaming, so.
So you just dreamed and you didn't come out of there with something?
No, I'm more of a Fender guy.
I was going to say, you're playing a Fender right there.
Yeah.
Is this an actual left-handed guitar? Or it's a regular guitar flipped over with the strings?
No, this is actual left-handed. This is the custom shop Eric Clapton Stratocaster. So
is he another lefty?
No, he's... I think he can play left-handed, though. I've read it.
Why would you do that if you don't have
Just
to?
Just a different approach. You know, some people, they like to look at things outside the box. And so it's another way to look at it. Just because with Eric Clapton, he's so skilled... Maybe something felt, you know, routine to him. Maybe he wanted to try something different.
Mix it up on himself.
Yeah.
We're talking to, and we're going to listen to, and again, you get set up for your next tune, whichever instrument you got. You got it set up for that. To Steve the Harp, last name Milberg, actually.
Yes.
And Matthew Curry, who is going to be playing with his Blues Fury at the David Davis Mansion, starting at noon on Saturday. The show runs till 10 p.m.
That's correct.
Oh, no more Blues Fury and the Matthew Curry and the Fury. Is that what you call it?
That's what it is now. Yep.
Oh, I gotta cross this off here. And the Fury. Mike Pritchard whispered that in my ear on
yes.
Mike's our sound engineer here, and also on the show going to be Andrew Jr. Boy Jones. We heard at the top of the hour, and
that's
we heard
right.
just a bit at the
that.
End. And then new and slightly used.
Yes.
Were they a late addition, or at least they were added after the information I got? Who's that band?
Well, it's a local blues band out of the Central Illinois area, of which I forget the name of the lead singer, but she was also at a local festival that my wife and I put on called Ain't Nothing But the Blues Festival, and they did a very nice job, and people asked for them again, so we thought we'd bring them back because it's so wonderful, I feel, to see the younger people stepping up and playing their heart. And that's what blues is all about. It's about the emotions and your heart and your soul. And they're doing a wonderful job. And so they're going to open up the show Saturday at 1 o'clock.
After the harmonica workshop.
Yes.
Which starts at noon.
Uh-huh.
And what have we got next from Steve and Matthew?
A little John Lee Hooker called Serve Me Right to Suffer. Serve me right to suffer. Serve me right to be alone. Serve me right to suffer. Serve me right to be alone. In my mind, I'll keep living in the days past and gone. Past and gone. Yeah. Every time I see a woman, it makes me think of mine. Every time I see a woman, it makes me think of mine. Because I'm living in the days that's past and gone. Thank you.
It serves me right to suffer. It serves me right to be alone. It serves me right to suffer. It serves me right to be alone. It's in my mind. I'll be living in the jungle.
Serves me right to suffer.
Yes.
Who'd you say that was from?
John Lee Hooker.
John Lee Hooker, that's mm-hmm. right. With Steve the Harp and Matthew Curry. Do you go by Matthew or Matt usually, or Matty?
Well, not Matty, no. It don't matter to me.
Whatever somebody calls you. They're going to be at the David Davis Mansion on Saturday. Show starts at noon, goes until 10 p.m., along with new and slightly used, a local another Central Illinois band, and Andrew Junior Boy Jones coming up from Texas. Steve, you mentioned names that people, that get applied to things. And I want to know, when is Matthew going to get his name in quotation marks? You got Steve the Harp, Melberg. You got Andrew Junior Boy Jones. When's it going to be Matthew something?
Well,
do you have to be get somebody else to name you at some point?
Sometimes it's what a person wants to envision and bring that name forward. In my particular case, that's what it was with me. I went and saw a Quicksilver Messenger Service concert in San Francisco when I lived out there. And this guy by the name of Wayne the Harp, who was a great guitar player, played just a little bit of harp. And I was waiting for him to play harp and waiting for him to play harp. Finally played one song the whole night that he had, harmonica. And he was good, but I thought, if I call myself Steve the Harp, I'm going to play a lot of harmonica. So that's where I decided, well, I play a lot of harmonica, so it's harp, which is short for blues harp, sure. Which is basically what they call the harmonica taken to the blues.
You got anything in mind, Matthew?
Well, I've actually got a couple nicknames, I guess, over the years. When I was about, 9 or 10, I was playing with a couple guys out of Champaign. And they called me Matt Six String Curry because six strings on the guitar.
Sure, that
and
makes sense.
A little after that, I was playing with Rooster Alley, a band out of Peoria area, a blues rock band out of there, for a year or so, and they called me Little Big Man. So.
I mean, I can imagine Matthew the Kid or something like that, but surely that's taken, you know.
You know, there's a Matthew Guitar Murphy, and they call him Matt Guitar Murphy. And so that would fit, too. But, you know, it could be anything that somebody thinks of lovingly or maybe not so lovingly.
Well, there's some of these names you really wonder, well, now, do I want to know where that came from? I mean, I suppose one might be obvious. What is it, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson? I suppose he's.
There you go.
Does he shave his head?
Yes, he does.
Or who is it? Yeah. Clarence Gatemouth Brown.
No, yep.
All right.
Yeah. Well, because he was a blues shouter. That's why.
Is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
It's not like he has a really big wide mouth.
Well, when you do some of the blues shouting, they really open up. So you never know.
This event on Saturday has not only blues and the harmonica workshop, but it's also got some other sort of peripheral things going on with it.
It does.
And here with us right now is Jeannie Reardon from the David Davis Mansion. Why don't you talk a little bit about what else is going to be happening at the mansion on Saturday?
I'd love to. This is actually a fundraiser for our private foundation. David Davis Mansion is a state historic site. We're owned and operated by the state of Illinois. But last year, our private 501c foundation actually paid for much more of the operation and programming than the state could. So we're developing the private public partnership and financing. And that's really what this is envisioned as. For $20 in advance, $25 a day of, you get your ticket into the gate, and that gets you access to all four of these wonderful bands, plus three tasting tickets, which you can use at Biagi's tent. Biagi's is our exclusive caterer. He'll have beer, wine, and their famous bread pudding as his tasting products.
Oh, I love bread pudding.
Oh, his is to die for. And then if you wish, you know, want to stay a little bit longer and listen to some more blues, you can purchase some other food items from him if you'd like. We'll also have Steve's harmonica workshop from 12 to 1. And then we have a local, well, rather famous lady on her own part. She's the zoo lady. She does face painting, but it isn't your usual little flower on the cheek type face painting. You can come over and get your, yes, you can drive home to Champaign-Urbana looking like a zebra if you'd like to.
You know,
if that's, yeah, whatever. We also have a new addition. We'll have Eaton Galleries, which is a local artist, and he has done some really interesting guitar sculptures that he's going to have out on display and for sale. One in particular is a large blues guitar, perfect for our event, the blues. And then we also have other things that we're doing. We'll have some T-shirts with our logo that Steve described earlier with Lincoln and Davis, a.k.a. Jake and Elwood. Mm. And those will be for purchase, and part of that goes to our foundation, who will use the proceeds to fund our education programming for the rest of the year.
So if somebody wants to know what some of those other programs are, how will they go about that? I assume you've got a website.
You can check our website, which is daviddavismansion.org. You can also purchase tickets online for the event at that website. Last year we served close to 5,000 elementary, junior high, and high school students with free programs.
Oh, that's great.
We do three established programs, and then we're expanding. We have a new exhibit about the 8th Judicial Circuit. We'll be adding programming for that. But we are, in case you're wondering how a blues event, blues and wine tasting wound up at a state historic site, particularly ours, we have a letter from 1839 in which David Davis gone back east to marry his true love, Sarah, and bring her back here to Illinois, which was the frontier at that point, settled in Bloomington, town of 400 people. And he was writing back to his sister-in-law and describing how much he missed the family. And he said, "I had the blues deeply."
I see that quote right here on the publicity material.
Wow, what an endorsement, huh?
Yeah, you'll grasp at any excuse for having the blues at the mansion, right? Jeannie Reardon, thinking you was Judy, for the David Davis Mansion, and it's Blues at the Mansion starting at noon this coming Saturday. And you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our program is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. And, of course, the blues itself is almost a tour through our musical past.
Yes.
It goes back a long ways, yes, and is very much alive, as Matthew is here to tell you and show you right now. What's our next tune?
This is called Back in the Blues. It's a tune I wrote. It's on my first CD. It's the title of my first CD, Back in the Blues.
Steve the Harp and Matt Curry.
Well, I saw you now, mama. So you love another man. Back in the blues, back in the blues once again. Get his blood on my hands. I get him on my hands and I get him on my shoes too.
Steve the Harp and Matthew Curry. That's one of Steve's own tunes.
Yes.
And heard live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Mm-hmm. Matthew, what do your friends think about this music business that you've got going on?
I don't know, really. I mean, it's...
Do they come to your shows?
No, I've seen a couple come there. Come to my shows before, but I don't like think that they knew that I was playing.
Do you not tell them?
Well, I mean, most kids my age don't like blues, so it's it's all hip hop and the country pop stuff.
That's because you haven't converted them. You need to take a lesson from Steve here. I mean, Steve is with the Blues Hall of Fame as an ambassador of education.
Yes.
As of a couple of years ago, and you've made that pretty clear that you've got education on your mind a little bit.
Yes, I do, and I'd like to say that Matthew has actually done a workshop with me this year. He had a guitar workshop where he was teaching the younger ones some basic rudiments about guitar, which was, the start. And because he plays some of the places that the younger ones can't go to, when he does play to, like, at the fair or the park or a street dance. There's a lot of them who are out there listening to them and shaking it. Even in the stands, they're snapping their finger, tapping their toes. So they're getting it. But it's still something that they haven't totally bought into because they don't hear it on their own wavelength as much as they hear some of the other stuff. Like when they go skating or basketball playing, you know, they'll have in the background some of the other stuff that they listen to.
Right. What school do you go to?
Bloomington High School.
Does your school have a talent show ever?
No, I don't think they do. Not that I know of.
I was just imagining, you know, school has a talent show. You enter it. People don't know that you play this stuff. And then that it's a major revelation that, wow, not only is this guy doing that, hey, he's my friend and he's doing that. But
it's funny,
what is that he's doing? That's amazing. And then you could start a thing. So maybe you ought to propose a talent show to your school.
It's funny that you'd mention that, Kevin, because he won the Peoria Blues Society's Blues Challenge last year and went to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, where he did well. He went to the semifinal rounds.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, for 16, being the lead of a band, I'd say that's really wonderful.
Well, speaking of the concept of being a lead of the band, your group, which is now just called the Fury, I guess, even though it still says the Blues Fury on your website.
Yeah, we're we're going to be getting that changed
pretty
soon.
So you've got three veterans in your band.
Yeah, we got Randy Hoffman on rhythm guitar. And, you know, he's played with a lot of bands over in Iowa. And probably the most recent band he's played with before us was 6v6 out of Peoria with Russ Miller as lead guitar. And we got Jeff Paxton on bass. He was actually the lead guitar player for Hip Pocket, which is a real popular band out of Central Illinois area. He was a guitar player for them for about 10 years. And Greg Neville on drums, he's, you know, done a lot of stuff actually with Randy in the past and with some of the bands in Iowa. And, you know, they're great musicians, and it's an honor to be able to play with them.
So did you assemble the band, or did they assemble themselves and said, hey, you need a band?
Well, what happened is I had an old band before that, Matthew Curry and the Curfew, actually guys out of here in Champaign. And the distance between us kind of, it just wasn't working out. So, I had a couple gigs coming up that summer, and I needed a band. And so, you know, I talked to Randy. He's the president of the Bloomington's Blues Blowtorch Society. And, you know, he said he knew Jeff and Greg, and we started rehearsing and went on from there.
And they don't mind having some young whippersnapper leading them.
I don't think so. They give me a hard time sometimes, but, you know, that's
that goes with the territory. Do they help in the songwriting? You know, we were talking earlier that you wrote some of the songs, but is it a band contribution?
Collaboration,
I mean.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff, some of the ideas that, in the studio, but most of the stuff that is going to be going on this new CD, I have already had wrote, you know, for quite a while now, so it was, you know, probably before we were even started as Matthew Curry and the Fury. So
that this group's been around for about how long?
I think it's been about a year and a half now, maybe two. It's just fun playing with them. It's a great group of guys.
And the band will be at the David Davis Mansion on Saturday. What's the schedule? I know we start with the harmonica workshop at noon.
Yes.
And then
1 o'clock is new and slightly used.
Okay.
And then at 3:30, Matthew and the Fury will be performing. And then at 6, it'll be Steve the Heart Blues Band. And then at 8:30 will be Andrew Junior Boy Jones.
And Junior Boy coming up from
Texas.
Texas. Where is he in Texas?
Dallas. He's been moving around Austin, Dallas, Houston, playing all around that area. But he's originally from Dallas.
And it's time for another tune right here, live on the show.
How about Killing Floor?
You want to sing it?
Go ahead. Yeah, I will.
left it a long time ago. Long one, I should have quit you now, baby. Left it a long time ago. I should have quit you now, baby, and gone my friends to Mexico. I should have gone on now, when all my friends from Mexico come for me. I should have gone on. I should have gone on with all my friends when they came to Mexico for me. But you know I'm standing looking at you, standing here, you looking at me. I'm going to kill the floor. What do you say, Matthew?
Steve the Harp and Matthew Curry here on Live and Local. Matthew asked if he was going to sing it. You do some singing. Quite a lot of it, I think.
Yeah, lead singer in my band, so.
Are we going to hear you today?
I think I'm just going to let Steve sing today.
He's going to make you wait to come to
the
blues
at the
mansion. See, that's where you're smart. I'm telling you, this guy is sharp. But well, he says, if you want to hear it, you got to come see it.
Well, and of course, it does sound a little bit odd just to hear the two of you, because I can sort of feel that there's a bass somewhere in there, and there's a drum somewhere in there, and you could have, I mean, you're sort of doing both the rhythm and lead guitar duties
combined. Yeah, it's, kind of the old style way of playing, so I figured it'd fit what we were doing today.
Yeah, it sounds, when you did the acoustic earlier, that happens more often without a backup band.
True.
Where you often have a blues guitarist where they just do the acoustic and it's just them and singing. But when you got the electric, you want the rest. And you'll get the rest from both Matthew's band and who else you got in your band, Steve?
Well, right now I have my wife as my backup singer, Deborah Melberg. And on lead guitar I have Steve Trax. And on bass, Richard Lee. And then on drums from Chicago, I have Mike Erie. We call him Chops, which is a lot easier than saying his last name. But he's a drummer from Peoria. He's been playing with a lot of different guys, Pistol Pete, Bob Reedy, Big Ray, a lot of different the contemporary blues musicians from the Chicago area. And he's doing me a favor. My drummer couldn't make the Saturday gig, so he's coming down, and he is so superb. Everybody's just going to love seeing him work out behind his set.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic day. I mean, it's virtually the whole day and all night, from noon on Saturday until about 10 p.m. at the David Davis Mansion. We'll hear we'll hear one more tune from you guys in just a moment. Let me get in a bit of an events calendar, some of the things that are going on in the next couple of days in our listening area. In Springfield, some things going on tonight. In fact, there's some blues happening. Cabin Fever and Friends at Marley's Pub. That's at 10 o'clock tonight. Also, Brian Lee is going to be at the Alamo in Springfield. At 8:30 tonight. And the Illinois Symphony Orchestra playing at the Illinois State Fair tonight at 8 o'clock. In Normal, tomorrow afternoon at the Trailside Farmers Market at 3:30, it's Kevin Hart and the Vibe Tribe. That's a band I really want to get in here one of these days when they come over to Champaign, because Kevin teaches at Parkland. We haven't had him in here yet. Speaking of Parkland, the Parkland College Early Jazz Ensemble is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Corn Desert Ramblers are at Clark Bar in Champaign playing bluegrass tomorrow evening at 6. At Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood, it's Strings Attached, playing tomorrow evening at 5:30. And the Yonder Mountain String Band are at the Landing in Peoria tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Those are just some of the many things going on in our area that you can go check out. Well, I do want to get in a little bit more from Andrew Jr. Boy Jones at the very end of the show, but let's have another from Stephen Matthew.
Thank you. This is Smokestack Lightning.
Smokestack lightning shining down just like gold. Can't you hear me crying? Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
16-year-old Matthew Curry and the timeless Steve the Harp, Mel Berg on the harp, harmonica and vocals. Go out and hear him at the David Davis Mansion Saturday. The show starts at 12, goes until 10 p.m. For more information and tickets, go to daviddavismansion.org. This is 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is member-supported service at the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. Also at the mansion on Saturday, Andrew Jr. Boy Jones. Here's a little bit of him to take us out.